Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Game one to the Sioux City Musketeers by the score of 3-1. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Musketeers got goals relatively early in each period, in the opening half of each period to be sure, and in two of the three periods within the first 5 minutes. The first goal of the game came at 4:35 of the first, and Ben Steves, who scored 39 during the regular season, maybe fittingly opened the scoring after tying for the league goals lead. 4:35 into the action, Steves capitalizing on the rebound of an initial shot by Tomi Leppinen from the left point. Emmett Crotto made the save. Steves there to find the puck and squeeze his chance between Emmett Crotto and the post at the Blackhawk netminder's right. Steves from Leppinen and Sam Decutt to make it 1-0 Musketeers. Sioux City carried that lead through the remainder of the first and well into the second. 7:53 of the middle period, the time of Sioux City's second goal. Owen McLaughlin wheeled across the Blackhawk blue line. He had Bennett Schimmick to his right, got the puck to Schimmick, and on his forehand, Schimmick fired one off the post and in, up over Emmett Crotto's left shoulder. Schimmick from McLaughlin at 7:53 of period number two, making it 2-0 Sioux City. And then it was McLaughlin again early in the third, not quite 3 minutes into the final period. McLaughlin had it outside of the right wing circle, went back up across the high slot, cutting through towards the left circle and slinging a pass back to defenseman Luke Antonacci. Antonacci left with an open side and he fired it in. From McLaughlin, also an assist on that goal to Dylan Grattan, making it 3-0 Musketeers at 2:56 of the third period. The score held into the late minutes, and Alex Tracy bidding for a shutout. It took a sixth attacker for the Blackhawks to get one past him with less than 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Lindberg comes to the bench. He gets a new stick. Meanwhile, Wiley has it left wing boards for Lindberg, coming back into the play. Moves in shooting. Save Tracy. Rebound. Kostolecki scores! An extra attacker goal for Tyler Kostolecki. Kostolecki's first of the playoffs. At 17:36 of the third period, assisted by Gavin Lindberg and Cooper Wiley. That was a 6-on-5 extra attacker goal. Waterloo went to a late power play in the final minute of the third period, but could not get any closer. The Hawks finished the night 0-for-3 on the power play. Sioux City 0-for-2. The third period was the only period where the Blackhawks outshot the Musketeers. Waterloo with 11 to Sioux City's 7. For the game, Sioux City 34 shots on goal to 29 for the Blackhawks. Emmett Crotto takes his second loss of the postseason despite 31 saves. The wind, Alex Tracy, stopping 28 of 29 Blackhawks shots. That is our postgame scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Hinges, hooks, hangers, and other hardware can help improve your home or workshop one little thing at a time. These products and more of the little things that make the biggest difference are made by National Hardware. Available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Sioux City Musketeers take game one. That means the Blackhawks must win game two on Sunday. A 3:05 start at Tyson Event Center. Our pregame coverage here on The Fan at 2:45 for Sunday afternoon hockey. Another must-win game for the Blackhawks, who will be facing elimination for the third time in this postseason.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.